Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Coming to you from Mount Vernon, Illinois, it is the daily broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a time when you can set aside and sing along with us and join us in prayer, following the Word of God. Just spend some time in His presence, knowing that other saints are fellowshipping with Him at the same time. Let's lift our voices and our faith to God in praise. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And as always, we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. We're here to spend some time in His presence to worship and praise Him. And by the time we're through and this short broadcast has come to an end, we want you to know you've been in the presence of the Lord. And we want the Lord to know, even in this short time, that we have filled this time with worship and praise and exalting Him. You know, worshiping and praising Himself are a couple of things that God cannot do for Himself. This is the reason that we're here, to worship and praise and bless the name of the Lord. Going to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Psalms 34, verse 8, David said, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. O fear the Lord, ye His saints, for there is no want to them that fear Him. Praise the Lord. Let's read it again. That is really wonderful. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye His saints, for there is no want to them that fear Him. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. All right, let's take a Melodies of Praise hymnal, and let's go to page 138. Join in, clap your hands, let's sing a great one entitled, I'm Going Through. Lord, I have started to walk in the light that shines on my pathway so clearly, so bright. I've bathed the world and its follies adieu, and now with my Savior I mean to go through. I'm going through, yes, I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. I'll take the way with the Lord's despised few. I'm going through, Jesus, I'm going through. Many have started to ride in this race, but with our Redeemer they could not keep pace. Others accepted because it is new, but not very many seem bound to go through. I'm going through, yes, I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. I'll take the way with the Lord's despised few. I'm going through, Jesus, I'm going through.
Hallelujah. Let me but
follow my Lord all alone, and have for my pillow,
like Jacob a stone, rather than vain worldly pleasures pursue, then turn from this pathway and fail to go through.
Hallelujah. Are you going through? Let's go together in Jesus' name.
Come be my comrades and walk in the way that leads to the kingdom of an ending day. Turn from your idols and join with the few. Start in with your Savior and keep going through. I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. I'll take the way with the Lord's despising few. I'm going through, Jesus, and I'm going through.
Let's sing it one more time. Hallelujah.
I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. I'll take the way with the Lord's despising few. I'm going through, Jesus, and I'm going through.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm going through, Jesus, I'm going through. When you sing it that way, you're telling Jesus, I'm going through. Someone said, well, sometimes I sing it, I'm going through with Jesus. Well, that's all right, but that's telling others you're going through. But if you just say, I'm going through, Jesus, I'm going through, you're letting him know that you are determined and ready to go. It's amazing what one little preposition will do to change the meaning of that sentence. But either one will work. Praise the Lord. From Hebrews 11:1, our precious promise today, and this is a great verse to read before we pray. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And we read on down, we read that, and we realize that through faith the elders obtained a good report. If we want a good report, then we must have faith active in our life. Let's pray today. Every one of you that are praying, we want you to join with us. You say, well, I just don't have much faith. Well, you've got as much as everybody else because God has given to every man the measure of faith. So just realize how much faith you have. Don't let the devil talk you out of it. Because if you're saved today, the Lord has given you the measure of faith. You've got just as much faith as anybody else does. Let's put that faith to action. It's just like you ladies. You may have a bag of sugar in the cabinet. Well, but if you take that sugar out and put it in your tea or your dessert or whatever, then you've put that into action and others can enjoy it also. So let's get that faith out of the cabinet and let's put it into this prayer and let's put it into action and let's produce a prayer that God will hear and answer. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for what faith can do. And it's now faith, Lord. We thank you that it's now faith. It's present faith. It's been faith in the past. It will be faith in the future, but it can be now faith. Lord, while we're praying right now on this broadcast, on this ministry, right now with these people, Lord, our faith is now faith. We're lifting it up to you right now in this prayer. Not a minute sooner, not a minute later, but right now, Lord, we're emphasizing our faith and calling on you, asking you to believe with us and asking you to undertake, Lord, in every heart and life. Most of all, Lord, we're believing that our loved ones be saved before it's too late. And I pray today in the name of Jesus for healing to take place. I pray for the healing of the soul and the healing of the body. Save our loved ones, we pray. Lord, we don't want anyone to be lost. Help us to be shining lights and examples. Help us to witness to them and get the message to them and pray for them. We love you today. We lift you up and we exalt you, Lord, above all others. Bless the furtherance of this service, and we'll give you praise in Jesus' name. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into and are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower that the righteous run into and are saved. Oh, worship with us now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Hallelujah. And I'll give you the contact information at the end. Here's one entitled by Calvary. Everybody wants to go up to heaven. Seems everybody wants a crown when they're given. Everybody wants to live in a mansion throughout eternity. But not very many want to go by the way of Calvary. Some will try to go by riches, some by deeds with their fellow man. Some will try to go by water, some will try to go by land. Some will try to go your good living, but the way is plainly given. If you want to go to heaven, you'll have to go by Calvary. Now there's many different ways across this land and nation. And many people even try to make their own salvation. They can do this and they can do that, but brother, as for me, it's going to be going by the way of Calvary. Some will try to go by riches, some with deeds to their fellow man. Some will try to go by water, some will try to go by land. Some will try with their good living, by the way it's plainly given. If you want to go to heaven, you'll have to go by Calvary. And you've been worshiping with us on the power of Pentecost, and join us for the next broadcast. I am Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. The mailing address is The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. The website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.